Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out?
Well,
oh, what you gonna do?
Hold on, where's the shakers? Uh-huh. You know,
come on, man. If you really want it, get down on it. You gotta feel it.
Yes, indeed. It's another Friday. And we're happy. We're happy.
Yeah, giving you some old school vibe.
Absolutely. Call it a flashback Friday, and you'll be absolutely correct. Just like you heard earlier today on our the Morning Crossfire, and they just concluded Daily Digests, you heard that the mood of Lagos should be the mood of celebration, actually. Even as we celebrate, indeed, the life, the time, and the legacies of the great Latif Jakonde, who you've heard a lot about. And that brings me to mind, is it, you know, anytime I think about the most unfortunate experiences I've had in Lagos, especially on the road, you know, that Jakonde bus stop is it. So I think from today onwards, those of you who have heard who that area, that place is named after, any place named Jakonde in Lagos, you have heard now. Behave yourself. For that reason, you have to, you know, start behaving. Because Jakonde, especially that bus stop, it's a flashpoint right here on Lekki Express Road. Behave yourself. You cannot be behaving like that when somebody, you know, as great as the, you know, former Lagos State Governor. You know, as great as, named after such a person, you cannot be behaving anyhow in that play there. So, for that reason, I hope you guys will change your ways. I don't know if that makes sense, but hey, guys, that's how we decided to kickstart the show this morning.
Yeah, still on this, in the spirit of celebration. Uh-huh. I mean, Valentine is in a few days.
Yep.
And today's show is, you know, we're going to bring back that feeling. For those of you who aren't exactly feeling in the Valentine mood just yet,
uh-huh.
We're going to help you feel in that moment and enjoy the moment as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I look forward to that conversation, no doubt. And I look forward to hearing people's, you know, thoughts and feelings about, you know, the Valentine coming in.
Absolutely.
Especially with all the talk about different things going on.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to mention the fact that, you know, some people think that Valentine is just for boo and bae.
Mm.
But I'm sorry to shock you. You can share love to everyone. So someone tweeted saying that, is it if I send a Valentine gift to a married man, to somebody who's already married, or to, you know, to the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is it, right?
I'll collect.
And then
depend on the gift, Sha.
Well, mm-hmm. And you know, someone responded and said, share the love.
Abi?
It's not just bae and boo. Share the love. You know, so yeah, it's not just about the bae and the boo. Share love to people who deserve to be loved. I mean, every human being, everything actually, deserve to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone deserves to be loved.
Absolutely.
So if you have seen anyone around you that somehow you feel like they've been deprived of love, support, genuine love, I mean, this is the period that you have to do that. If it, you know, it's in your heart to do it, then just do it.
Yes, it's a period to share love, and not just, like you said, beyond amongst, you know, the one that you, your partner, special one, is beyond that.
It's
the
beyond
needy,
that.
Think about those on the streets, you know, it's still love. Love is the same, you know, it could be come in different form. Doesn't matter who you're giving it to, but everyone deserves it, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm particular about the needy. Guys, a lot of people are suffering. You're on the third, you're in Africa, you are in Nigeria. There are a lot of people out there that do not know what love is. They don't know. They don't get love from the government. They don't get love from even the school, the teacher. They don't get love anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to take advantage of this opportunity, this celebration, this talk about love, you know, beyond husband and wife, man
and
woman, into other people.
I also think that we should talk more to our children, or teach our children more about love.
Mm-hmm.
Express love to them, because that's how they can love other people. I mean, that's how we get to understand what love is. Show them affection. Show them what love is.
That's
and, you know, when they come out into the society, they know how to share love as well. Because somehow, somewhere in their subconscious, they have experienced what love is about.
Absolutely.
And so when they're coming out, they're sharing this love to people.
It's not,
you know,
strange.
So, yeah, it is. It shouldn't be just your boo and your bae. Teach them what love is beyond the, you know, kiss me, kiss you, cuddle me, show me how to, you know, not that kind of love, please. Show them what it is to, you know, just love.
All right, great, fantastic. So, guys, we'll be streaming live on Facebook in just a moment to take you into our main conversation. Well said, Andy. I had to say it. I was listening to you like I was listening to, you know, somebody giving me some good, nice lecture, and it sounded good. And I hope the listener had that same experience, too. But, hey, we have a plan of the day. We have a conversation, which, of course, is about love. Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, just preparing us for the Valentine's, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
And the question is emanating from one of the recent conversations or hashtags on social
Twitter.
Media.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hashtag how I met Bae.
Aha. Uh-huh. because it matters how you meet. Because or does it matter how you meet?
Oh, well, come to think of it.
Does the meeting does it have anything to do with
how the relationship would
we'll
turn
go?
Out? I don't think so.
Does it have any role to play?
It might have a role to play, but I don't think. I don't think.
Okay, say you met someone in the club.
So.
Wasted, and then you went on, you got, you know, married, or you got a relationship from there. Does it matter?
What's your impression of the fact that you met her in the club?
Strip club.
Oh. Okay.
There's no order.
I mean, there's nothing there. You're trying to put me on the spot. No way. Not this morning.
Okay. All right, guys. Today we're asking you, how did you meet your partner? Now, for those who are there and say, oh, this is not for me, I don't have a partner.
I don't have boo. I don't have boo. Sick of what? It's raising my hand. I don't have boo. I will give you boo.
You'll be bullized.
And you'll be boo. Exactly. You'll be bullized.
So how did you meet boo? All right, guys, in the spirit of Valentine, from that perspective. Now, if you don't have a boo, we've told you what to do. Show love to the needy.
Yeah, channel that so much love that you have in within you to, you know, people around you.
Can I be a boo on radio for a bit?
Sure thing.
All right, great. So,
me, I can be your bae.
Yes,
let me do this.
Your boo. You be my bae on radio. For the purpose of this conversation, if you don't have a boo, go ahead. Say the love to me.
It should not pass radio.
It's radio right.
Let it stop there.
Is it? We stop.
It's only for today.
Yes, absolutely. So, guys, that's what we're asking you. So, it's going to be fun radio. And remember, it's the last of the shows for the week and the first week to have the techers on radio.
Absolutely.
And it's been so much fun.
I hope it has been fun. I mean, I hope that you've had a great time with us this, you know, 1 week, I would say.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. So, guys, also celebrate the week and the fact that you have, again, survived. Mm. In the midst of all the noise, you've survived another week in the pandemic. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we'll not waste any time. We'll go straight to opening the phone lines. And first of all, hearing from you to give us our daily Lagos this morning, our daily report.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's the mood like?
Hmm.
And you heard the news. Are you worried about, you know?
What I saw coming.
Aha. Uh-huh. What I heard in the news now.
I mean, my heart is doing boom, boom. But I'm trying not to. I'm trying to keep my calm.
Yep.
Because people are actually very tensed up about this moment. It's just I'm being a little... I would say I'm being a mother.
Yeah, which is okay.
Yeah, because I don't think I have gotten over what happened the last time.
Yeah.
And I don't pray that it happens again.
That's right. And that's talking about the Lekki shooting that happened.
Absolutely.
You know, why we don't understand, and I don't know whether it's the government or who, they don't understand that people actually went through a serious traumatic experience. Because of that.
Oh, my God.
It's what I don't really get. But, you know, it's not a day to come out and be shouting this government that you've shouted that many times. We are here for the next 2 hours to have fun. Let's have fun.
Please.
Let's find something exciting about life. Even if it's for 2 hours. After 2 hours, you can go and be worried. You say, I'm worried, you know, and I'm very sure that the amazing lady, the shows after this will give you enough opportunity to talk extra about the things. Now we just want to know how you're doing.
How are you?
And your neighborhood, what's happening there?
What is happening around you?
That's exactly what we're asking
you. Are you concerned?
Mm-hmm.
What's your mood this morning?
Uh-huh.
Are you excited? But if you're feeling dampened in your spirit, not to worry. The techers are here.
I love that. That sounded good.
The techers are here. We're going to cheer you up.
That's right. We're here. We're here to bring the craziness on radio.
Yeah, do call us up, 0700-993-993-993.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the WhatsApp lines as well, 0809-597-5805.
It sounds really good, guys. Call us, send a message. Let's get to hear you. Give us that signature scream and also be a part of the conversation.
Mm.
Absolutely. Let's see who's first to talk to us. All right, we need to fix that quickly. So as we go forward, to talk about that conversation, which will start at 10:30, we'll try to recreate the amazing happenings that surrounded the moment you met your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, this especially for Valentine. Call it Valentine Special, you're correct. And we'll also try to recall the unique attributes that endeared you to your partner.
Mm, also, we will try to identify or help you identify the things that keep your relationship going strong and the fire burning. And,
yeah,
you know, oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's
comfort, what is happening? I don't understand. I don't get it. Don't worry. I got you a boo. I got you.
Okay. So, guys, don't forget the boo part. If you are doing boo part with me on radio, make sure you have gift too. You have to have.
Gifts.
Reasonable gift. Don't gonna give anyhow. I mean, you know what we get. So you can have her on the radio on the show where we're on. The lines are buzzing now. I think you're ready to take the calls.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Oh, to call us back, please. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
All right.
Yeah. My name is Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Hi, Prince.
Prince, so for short, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good to have you.
Welcome.
Good, yeah. I met my wife in London Heathrow Airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did it happen? Did you do the first move or was it her? How did it go, you know?
Yeah, it's something I want to really, that is bothering me about this Valentine. I just want to talk about.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems as the real message about Valentine, a lot of people, especially in Nigeria, don't know about it.
So
I want to really clearly indulgent so you guys can spread it. Because many people don't know what Valentine is all about.
Mm. Educate
it's,
us.
It's about one Saint, a priest, Saint Valentine, that was into charity. Was helping orphanage, going to destitute, giving them arms, helping them.
Mm.
You know, when this man died, the world tend to remember him. Where I learned about it was in one of the British BBC channel. They talked about it.
Mm.
I mean, that pretty much, you know, confirms some of the things, points we made when we started.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't finish his point. He should have, I mean, just waited a bit, maybe airtime. But thank you, made your point. That don't just limit it to man and woman. You know, even though, you know, that's an aspect of it that people have come to know.
Mm.
Sharing love. Remember that, like he said, he indeed was, you know, a Roman saint from Rome, of course, that you know, that exhibited some of those, you
traits.
Traits of care to humanity, caring for the needy and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's why if you do not have a boo or bae, you cannot say, no, Valentine is not for me. It's an opportunity for you to express love.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to do it.
Exactly.
Because you don't get love if you don't give love.
That's so true.
Hey,
that's
somebody, so don't leave me. 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 Let's take the next call.
Hello? Hello.
Hola. I think the phone lines are jamming. Everyone wants to talk at the same time. You can also send a WhatsApp if you're interested in being a part of the show via WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And if you'd like to also send a tweet, it is at Nigeria Info FM, at Nigeria Info FM. That's it on Twitter. The hashtag is Nigeria Info WUL.
Absolutely. I think we have a call. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Yes!
Wow. Wow! This feels good. This feels good. This feels good.
I know.
What's up, Andrea?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy I met you on the first week. I've been calling from Monday till now. I'm really glad.
Thank you.
What's up, Collins?
I'm good, man.
How is it going over there?
With a push on.
Man. I used to enjoy your show, but now your show is just a bomb.
Over there, man.
It's just This is good.
Thank you.
That's what we are talking about.
Yes.
About Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
See, Collins.
Yeah.
We have 365 days in a year.
Okay.
And you can spread love at any time you want.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then on 14th of February is specially meant for a man and a lady. Now let me take it this way. Now on the sense you're celebrating on that particular day, there are two versions of his story.
Okay.
And the first version says that when the Romans were fighting in the olden times, now the king, which I think, I'm forgetting the name of that king, he doesn't allow the soldiers to get married because he believes that if they get married, they will be distracted. So he allows them to take any lady they want, but then don't get married. So what the saint was doing then, he was a priest. He was wedding the soldiers secretly.
He was imprisoned,
and then he was beheaded.
Wow.
Now there is a second version of the story that says that he was also a priest, and then he was also jailed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he was jailed, there is this lady, the daughter of the king that jailed him, was visiting him and all that. And then when he was about to die, he wrote a letter to her, and at the end of the letter, he wrote your vow. So
that's where the whole write a letter to your crush, and then the crush is your vow.
So that is two versions of that particular story. So whichever version you look at it from,
love is at the center.
There is love at the center.
Absolutely.
I mean, not just love, you show to the needy or something. But then, if you don't have a bae or a husband or a wife or anything, well, fantastic. You can show it to the needy and every other person. But then, if you have if you're in a relationship or you are married, I really think you should go out with your lady or your man on that particular day, have fun, show them love, and then any other day you can show love to the needy and every other person. But on 14th, you should be with your partner.
All right, great. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes! 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 Thank you so much.
Andrea, you are doing great. Collins, you have been born, but now you are just something else. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right, you have a good day.
Oh my, nothing compares to this genuine love.
Absolutely.
This connection, it feels really great.
I mean, I'm even overwhelmed. Like, I'm new here. I mean, this is like, and the welcoming is just... My brain is busting.
You know why?
I don't know how to put my words together right now.
You know why?
Oh, Collins.
You know why?
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, because you deserve it. Hey, we'll be right back.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.
Welcome back. 32 minutes. No, I can't sit there 2 minutes past 10. It's actually 28. Now 27 minutes to the top of the hour. 27 minutes to 11. And you're live on What's Up Lagos. This beautiful special Friday episode of the show with the techers. She's Andrea Adobe Deke.
And here's Collins.
Thank you very much for observing the prestige pause. So let's get back to the talk. How did you meet your partner? That's the question we're asking you.
Absolutely. Do share with us, how did you meet that sweet, loving person that you have right by your side?
Now, listen, love is generally accepted to be a beautiful feeling to behold, particularly when it is mutually, you know,
reciprocated, you mean?
Oh, thank you very much, sweetheart. When it's mutually reciprocated.
Absolutely.
By both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And this serves as one of the underlying reasons psychologists and other experts believe that love, I mean the L-O-V-E, is an intense emotion of affection, of warmth, of fondness one has towards a person.
Absolutely.
And that's what love is described as.
Yeah. And it's based on this profound notion that people generally believe that love is associated with the situations that surround the time you most likely meet your partner. Hmm. So people, it is based on this background information. We would like you to share your memories of how you met your partner.
That's right. That's right.
We're a bit too mushy. It's too mushy.
Well, let's come back home.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. We're in Lagos. It's a serious matter. Oh, God.
Oh, my. So, what does love mean to you? That's a question we're asking you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also finding out from you, how do you sense a person loves you dearly? How do you know?
How will you know that this person is dearly in love with me?
Aha. Uh-huh. So this is not only to those who are partners, you know. You can know that somebody, you know, somebody has something for you by simply, you know, observing.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
A lady once told me, I won't tell that lady, that if any girl calls anybody a big head, say, suspect.
There's a crush somewhere.
So please, I hope this does not cause trouble, but is it true that if you meet a guy and you say, ladies, it's, don't mind that big head. Tell this big head. Nalayo, it's love, oh, it's love.
Also, we want you to tell us what attracted you to your partner.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, basically how you both met. What attracted you to this sweetheart that you have.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's easy. 0700-993-993-993. That's the conversation we'll drive from now till, you know, Mama calls. And we'll let you know when Mama calls.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Do call us back, okay? Hello?
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
We're ready.
Yes, we are.
Can we contain this love?
Mm.
Can we contain this strength?
Mm.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? I'm so safe, all of us.
Hooray!
And so says all of us.
Hooray!
And so says all of us.
Hooray!
Andrean.
What's up?
This is the way with the door. What's up, Lego?
Oh my. Wow.
What's up?
We're happy.
Yeah.
When you laugh.
Yeah.
It reminds me when I was in secondary school.
Okay.
We're always looking up to February 14th. Don't see that babe when they give you one kind of laugh and smile, but you are confused. Don't even know how to go to the babe to say, babe, waiting day. You wait for this day called February 14th.
Mm.
I need to read love books. Read love stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to write letters. You go back, you write that letter, you keep it. You go again, you read it again, you cancel some aspects, you redraft it. You do it again, you look at it that day, you are preparing for February 14th because you know bold now. You know bold. On February 14th, that day, you go come buy one small handkerchief. You go come take and roll the letter. God help me, that girl, papa, get dogs.
Oh, man.
You put out for textbook, inside textbook.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the gate and say, please, help me give to Andrian.
Okay, sure.
And then you deliver that and you go, then you'll be waiting. You know, go fish shop. You go there.
Anxiety.
At the end of the day, when the thing come, if the thing knock, my dear, you know, go one pass where that big. What's up, nigga?
Yes! 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 Oh my, oh my.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. That was, Lagos loves stories, and I love listening to stories like that. So, are you indirectly telling us that that's how you met your bae? By letter? Even that was a story. I mean, most people, this generation may not relate to the days where you have to put in the book, when it can just slide into the DM.
Or, you know, send a text message or send a WhatsApp message, like you said, yeah. You know, go to the DM.
Just slide into the DM and let it be. Well, more calls coming in. Don't forget the questions. So we have these questions. How do you sense a person loves you, right?
Yeah.
What do you think attracted you to your partner? How did you meet your partner?
What does love on itself mean to you?
That's right.
Hello.
What's up to Lagos?
What's up?
Bro.
Yes, Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Andrea, morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, bro, you know when you were asking how we meet our... My own is funny. I never meet my wife for once. I don't know her from anywhere. It's my auntie. Hello, prof.
Yeah, we're listening.
It's my auntie that saw her. Say, oh, this is wife material for Chris. This is the type of woman my brother wants. And they called me to come down to Delta State. I had to drive 400 kilometers to and fro. The first day, I didn't miss her. The third day, I did the same thing. You know, to drive from Lagos to the village, then I'll come back the same day. Then I said the third time, if I didn't see this girl, I forgot about it. And thank God, the third time, I met her. And I said, come, my friend. Now you are come, Mario. He said, look at it. Now, so that they vary. Come out here, Jare, Ulugu, Guru. I said, I'm not joking. Oh. Now you are come, see, I want to marry you. Say, laugh over it. I go meet the mom. The mom said, look, go and talk to my daughter. If she agreed, okay. Look, Collins, this lady, oh my God. You know, this is the seventh year she died, right?
Oh.
Yeah, this is the seventh year. September this year will be seven years I lost her.
Okay.
I've been finding it difficult. I lived with her for 24 years, Collins. No foul language. I'm telling you the truth. No foul language, no quarrel. So when I hear all this, husband stab wife to death, wife stab husband to death, and all these people talking love, 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 love. No. Like I said the other day, the ladies of these days, I'm sorry, some of them, I don't think they have what it takes.
All right, you made your point, but I think you should see a therapist, actually. Don't take this for granted, actually, what I just said.
No.
Because no matter how strong you are, you can't handle it. No human being
gets it. I know. Like you this must... I hear some people, you go out with your... We will not get now, because what do we do?
You go out...
I'm okay with Nigeria Info. Dinidi. I'm okay with
you guys. All
right,
great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
you, Chris. You. What's up, Lagos? Chris just called, he's just a prof. I see, now let me do it. I don't know. No, let me... Anyways, no problem. Let me leave Chris. On the day you call me, I say, where's calling? You say, he's fired. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Colin.
Have fun. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
This is Oluwa Seun from Ikorodu. Hello.
Yeah, welcome, Oluwa Seun. Let's talk.
Yeah. So I want to talk on how you know when somebody lost you.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I've been in a kind of situation like that. And, ladies, there are signs they show you when... they really care. The only thing they don't do is that they don't come to tell you that I like you. Even some of them will come to tell it to your face. Yeah, there are different signs and the care and a lot of things. I just found out what most of them do. Well, concerning this Valentine, the showing of love is not, it's like what a caller has been able to give us the story. It's not restricted to February 14 alone.
Mm.
It's an extension of who you are.
That's true.
People around you and how you show them. You know, some people can. The only thing some people need in this life is just to feel loved.
Mm.
They don't see it anywhere. But when you show the care to them, you tend to know even what their closest friend don't know. Because when they say that you care, they tend to give you everything about their life, and that is how you can help them.
Mm.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank
What's
you.
Up?
What's
Thank
up? You. That makes sense. Oh, do call us back, please. 0700-993-993-993.
Well, we're still live very much here, and there's a lot of messages we're seeing on Twitter. I see that everybody has a boy for Twitter, Sha. Say, hey, tomorrow, we're going to that tailgate, and please, I beg you now. You know, anyways, let's just leave that. A lot of conversation ongoing, and I cannot but just have to chip that in from time to time. Just be safe. Be safe, and remember to stay alive. All right, remember to stay alive, most importantly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Remember, our conversation is still ongoing. To tell us how you met your bae.
That's right, 0700-993-993-993 and 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp, and if you're calling us, the same. The lines are actually buzzing. The tweets are coming in. The WhatsApp messages are pouring in. Let's see who this is. Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. Who do we have?
Okay, my name is DGC.
Your name Hello? Is... Your name is what? Sorry.
GGC.
GGC.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Don't tell me you're calling from VGC because I'll just off this mic now and go home.
No, I'm calling from Anthony.
Okay, great. Let's talk.
Okay, you are talking about how we met our spouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually met my own at the bus stop.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. One day like that, I was heading to somewhere. So while in the bus stop, she came in. And also happened to be going the same place I was going.
Okay.
So while we were in the bus stop, I was just looking at her and the way she dressed her, she looked so humble and everything. I was like, man, this is like the type of lady I would like to go with.
Mm.
But it happened that I was not able to talk to her that very day. So when we eventually entered bus, at the end of the day, she went to the place she was going. Then I went. But the next day, I eventually met her at the same spot.
Okay.
And I discovered that she stays around the area. So every now and then, I will always just, from my office, I will come to the bus stop and try to see her.
Oh, boy.
And you eventually
and
met her.
I did that continuously. And one day, I now talk to her. Come on, colleague, and talk to her. We exchange numbers. From there, everything went fine.
Oh, so sweet.
That's so sweet. You know the feeling of, you know, shooting your shot and then they accept it.
Yeah, and the effort he actually put in to make sure that he was able to, you know, still meet her day and talk to her.
Yeah.
What if you did?
Yeah.
What if you give up?
That is it.
Ah, thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was going to ask him one more question. Like, hey, you said you saw something. You said this is the kind of lady I want to marry, get married to, be in a relationship with. What do you see to know that a person by seeing? See, this is a kind of, is it, it doesn't have to do with structure?
That's
does
true,
it have to
though.
Do because
with personality or is it the vibe or her energy? Is there something that you see? That's a very good question.
Yep.
That's because a very good question.
How do you know
how
that
you
this,
know
is
this is a person? Exactly.
No, I know it's a common question, but when you see someone and say, this is the kind, I've heard this many times that like the last caller said, say, this is the kind of person. What, is there a connection? Could it be something that tells you in you that, does your heart do boom, boom,
boom? Boom. Or is it love at first sight?
What is it exactly? Is it inexplicable, or is this something you could lay hands on and say, okay, this is it? Because truly, I believe that true love should have an element of that item that you can't exactly place.
Explain, yeah. Because I remember someone telling me that if I get to explain to you why I love you, maybe. Okay, I'll keep that. Yeah, we'll just let the cat out of the bag.
That sounded like you were trying to quote me.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up? Welcome.
Hold on. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? We're good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
I'm happy to actually do it with you guys.
Oh, you made it!
Yes!
Wow. I'm a first-time caller.
Wow.
I love you guys so much. I actually collected this car for my husband just to listen to your show this morning.
Wow.
I told it to Ganja in the Uber straight after that. I'm so surprised. Okay, let me tell you how I met my guy.
Okay.
My husband.
Okay.
I was on a ride with a taxi driver, and then we got talking, my friends were, I think we came to Lekki to hang out or something.
Okay.
And we got talking, and I was asking the guy, how did you meet your wife?
Hmm.
Okay, I discussed some nasty thing with the guy. I was like, oh, okay, I actually give your woman head, this, I was just discussing, and the guy was like, wow, I love you, young lady, I love the way you talk and everything.
Hmm.
I said, okay. He told me that I would like to introduce my boss, the person that gave me this car, to drive it.
Wow.
It was that. I was still joking, and my friends are like, they're all laughing. And he was like, okay, don't worry, I will introduce it to the guy. And that was how he introduced it to my husband.
Wow.
It's a wow.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
That wasn't us, but...
Wow, they met, and you know, the rest is history.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
I'm telling you, this is beautiful, man. I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Yes, cheers to life. We celebrate here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My name is Apostle Mark.
Apostle Mark.
Yes, Apostle.
Yeah, I met my wife in a very miraculous way.
Oh, my God. Preach to us, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, I am an MC, so
okay.
I went to Benin to cover an event.
Okay.
So, but this lady, we didn't call their church member to come and snap. And then she became furious about the whole thing. And then she began to talk to me anyhow. So, in the, I just had to call them, okay? Come and snap. I was working on the instruction of the bride.
Mm-hmm.
So they came and snapped, and that was all. We forgot the whole thing. Though I had somebody I was dating then.
Okay.
So later, I had a breakup with that person. So I was going through my Facebook. I said, let me my old schoolmate.
Mm-hmm.
I began to type them by their surname. And I called one, and this lady appeared. And I sent her friend request, and she didn't pick it. So 2 days later, she accepted, and I started chatting with her. I said, when did you start answering English name? Are you not kind? Are you answering English name? She said, what are you talking about? I don't know you. I just accepted. And if you are not ready to talk, I'll cut off the whole thing. So she was still like that. Okay, we are friends already. So that's how we started chatting. So in the long run, I discovered she was who I thought she was. And that was how we started the relationship.
Aww.
And then we understand from one thing to the other.
Everything in between.
The first thing there is this. The day she accepted the request, her friend was behind the office.
Okay.
She was working with the member of commerce and industry. So the lady came to visit her and said, Tana, she said no, she will not accept. She said, it might be your husband. So why they were dragged? You know, her hand mistakenly hit the phone and she accepted.
Wow.
That's how.
And now you're married.
I am married. I am blessed with two wonderful daughters.
Whoa! Man, go and celebrate. Go and give them a kiss and say you love them. Well, we need to go on a break now. That was
more news
really
and information
sweet.
Coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
It's What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Back Lagos, and of course we're still hearing from you. Talk to us. How did you meet Bae? How did you meet that sweet, loving, dovey person that you have around you?
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty simple question, right, to ask.
And, absolutely.
I mean, so many things are going through my head right now. I know someone is saying, you guys, you just have to talk how you met it. Please, 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 please.
We'll let you know.
It's not part of the topic today. But anyway, we'd like to hear from you more, really. And I can't wait to hear more stories. So far, inspiring stories.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes!
Good morning!
Chest alive!
Chest alive!
Oh, man.
Wow!
Welcome!
Oh! Happy to speak with you, Colin!
We're glad
to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a long, long, long time I've been trying to connect.
Aww. Are you serious?
This morning.
We're glad just you made
alive.
It. Just a laugh.
Stop later!
Oh, man.
I'm happy this morning.
We're happy you're happy.
Oh, my. I mean, if that's all you call to do, to be happy, it's okay.
Hello.
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 What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Colin.
Yes, I.
It's Tommy Waziri.
Oh, great to have you, Tommy. Welcome.
Yes. My love story.
Well, Tommy, let me ask you one question. Is it? Am I the only one here on the radio? Is it that? Tommy, please.
Why do you keep doing this?
Tommy, you know I'm my friend.
Yes.
Why did you decide to come and greet? Do you want me to eat tonight? Or do you want me to eat at home today? Abi, want me to come? No. It's as if you're tired of hearing me on radio, Abi. You don't want to hear me again.
No.
So please, restart again, please, before they reduce the meat to my plate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Anyways, go ahead. Just kidding. Just go ahead.
All right. the person I'm married to now is actually my wife. My first. And then we're just teenagers, and you know.
Whoa.
But then as teenagers now, we're not matured. How we met? We went on the streets.
On the streets?
Through a friend. The same area, the same, you know. But we're teenagers then, but...
Is it like she came to visit a friend, or...?
I cried my eyes out and had a couple of relationships after that. Then we reunited again, and right now we are married.
Oh, wow. Nice.
She chose to marry me as a blind person.
Oh.
She got married to me after I lost my sight. In fact, I insisted that you can't marry me. See, I'm a blind person. You can't marry me. And she said, no, this was not how I met you.
Wow. That's beautiful.
We are married now with, one fine boy like that.
Wow.
that's
beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This makes me feel. I want to say hallelujah. I swear.
That's true love.
That's true love. It has made me understand love like to the death. When everybody was saying, "How did you do it?" Everybody kept on asking, "How did you do it? How did you do it?" I said, "Hey, well, it's God."
Man, it's God.
So
be
nice
God.
To meet you, Madam Andrea. I've always wanted to talk to you like, on Monday.
Great, Toby.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
It's all I'm hoping for. If you go be mine,
dear, now forevermore. I won't talk my mind and say how I feel inside, but I fear you won't. You won't feel the same for me. Oh, if she loves me, hallelujah. She says she loves me, hallelujah. Oh, when she loves me, hallelujah. If she says she loves me, hallelujah.
I see the way he, looks at me. I know the things he, does for me.
On a drill, but sometimes I could sing, especially when I have to. Welcome back. It's 10 past 11. Sweet radio experience right here. Nigeria's number one for talk. What's up, Lagos? She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
All right, and here's Collins. Teke.
Thanks. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, oh my God!
Morning.
Good morning!
Yes, life!
Yes, life!
Oh my, oh my.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm really excited to be here today. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Tofu Mee.
Don't fool me. Welcome to the show.
Yes, no, yeah, yeah. I just had to, I knew I had to join you today. I knew I had to. I'm married with two beautiful daughters.
Wow.
And how did I meet my wife? I met her on Twitter.
On Twitter? Wow.
Yeah.
You went into the DM?
On the 14th of June, 2014, at exactly 57 minutes after 11.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
It was
impressive.
I was sleeping. I just woke up and, you know, I was going through some emotional issues then. I was just loitering on Twitter streets and then I saw a name I didn't really recognize because, I know most of my followers, not by name though, but at least you see them, you know that, okay, you're following this person.
That's right.
I didn't know when I followed her then, but I saw the name and then I just, you know, I just, like they always say, just slide into the DM.
Yeah.
I know. She said she was baking for a member of our church. And luckily for me, I love cake. So we just talked from around 12 a.m. We gisted like 3 a.m. And yeah, that was it. Since then, wow. Now we're married. We got 2 kids.
Wow.
And yeah, cheers to life. Like, wow.
Cheers to life indeed, man. Wow. Cheers to life. Yes.
Life.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Yes.
Wow, such a beautiful story.
Oh, interesting. Very inspiring story.
Absolutely.
So after all, it's not just the tech is that inspiring people. There are a lot of people out there with inspiring stories, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot. And we'll get to bring these stories to the fore from time to time.
Absolutely.
And like we're doing today. I cannot wait for the game time because the game is going to be where you choose you these days. What part to follow?
Who's master you? Who serve?
So she's got a game. I don't know. I have an idea of her game. But all the games you'll be allowed to.
It's quite simple. My game is quite simple.
Okay. So we talk about the half past the hour of 10, where we have the family game. You guys will call in and play and have fun. Also, we have an opportunity before the end of the show to give one person the opportunity to win 10,000 naira on our Just a Minute game show. Now, for our games, you know, you win based on your performance. What you get is your performance. So people with charge card, you just get your airtime. Thanks for calling. You know, we just give you. But some other people, if you do well in the game, we can give you more.
Yeah.
Something more.
We can give you more.
Absolutely.
Okay, then, for me, like he said, you have to choose. It's either you want to play the game with me or play the game with him. I said earlier, my game is super simple.
Mm-hmm.
You have 1 minute to answer 5 questions correctly.
Well, mine is head-to-head. We have a chat for 1 minute, you know, 60 seconds. And you follow my simple rules.
Mm.
And then if you can sustain the conversation following my simple rules, then you'll be a winner. It's that easy. It's called head-to-head. We chat and you forget yourself, you lose. You snooze, you lose. All right. So let's take some more calls to hear more inspiring stories of how you met Bae. Remember, WhatsApp right now, it's unavoidably unreachable. So we try to see if we can fix that before it ends. I know a lot of messages will be on WhatsApp. But you, apart from WhatsApp, you could also send a tweet to @NigeriaInfoFM, @NigeriaInfoFM. And that's how you can be a part of the show. And the hashtag is NigeriaInfoWUL or you know, Teke Dimeji, the Tekes. #TheTekes, #TekeDimeji. Do not forget to also, you know, #Andrea, #Collins, #Hashtag everything good about the show. #ChairsToLife, #YesYesYes. You could #hashtag that laughter too, man. #Hashtag.
It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like... So let's take more calls, right?
Absolutely.
I'll give you left hand.
What's up,
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Caller.
Oh, welcome. We love first-time callers, especially. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Gloria. I'm calling from Lagos State.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. Welcome.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
We're good.
We're great. So let's start, Gloria. How did you meet your...
You said?
Go ahead. We're listening to you. How would you like to contribute to the show? There's a lot going on. We're asking you how you met your partner.
Oh, I'm still a teenager, so...
Oh, sorry, sweetheart.
Oh.
No. You know...
I wondered because I heard her voice and it sounded like you were big.
Oh, Gloria. So let's...
How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Well, you're almost not old. An adult, if I would say.
I just want to call and say hi.
Aww.
Because I've been listening to your full program. I'm falling in love with it. I like it.
Aww. Thank you.
Ew. Ew.
Thank you, Gloria.
God bless you. We like...
Bless you, too.
We love you jointly, especially.
Okay.
Keep
Thank
listening
you,
and enjoy. Yes, bye. Oh, bye. It's a show for everyone. Every single person. Now, like it's a culture... You know, if you know this show very well, you know that we have always told you that you can call and give shout out to your loved ones, especially on Fridays like that. You know, and if you call in and you say, "Me, I'm not a loving type," we'll not fight you. There's no problem. You know,
But you can also give shout out to those who have contributed one way or the other to your life as a person, family member, those you call family. Just call them and say a big shout out to you. All right, you can have opportunity. Like the last caller now, who's 18, and it's like, may I have no business with love and all that for now. I just have business with what I want to become. That's okay. It's a good decision to make. But don't forget to be a part of the fun by also giving shout out to those you love, your family members, your siblings, your loved ones, your friends in school. You can give shout out. When we're growing up, we didn't have a lot of opportunities really to give shout outs on radio. Before you call Seth. Anyways, let's get back to the calls, right? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Be hearing me there. Be hearing me. Oh.
I heard it loud. What's up, Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was me. It's network. It has to be network. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness.
That one said, dude.
Please do call us back, okay? 0700-993-993-993.
All right, more calls coming in. I have some tweets too.
What's up?
Cheers to life.
You go, fair boy. Shout out to life.
I'm fine, huh? Wow.
I did, boss. This is the longest time, boss. Boss, you went me last year, boss. Now, wow.
What did I do? Tell me.
Nothing to talk. You don't forget the game. See, now.
No, we talk that. Let's talk in camera right now. There's topic burning on the radio now. We can talk that one in camera.
Oh, yeah, now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, now. I agree to Andrea. I agree to...
What's up?
Wonderful couples, man. Why don't they make Pedro go marry by four?
You guys don't marry,
is there money on the...
Don't go marry by four. Valentine, we don't get boo. Yeah.
Oh my. But you can give shout out to your loved one. Yes, go on, let's talk.
Back to the topic, seriously, I've met them differently in different ways.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but currently, I don't go lie, currently I'm a single man, as in single and not searching, but searching in a way.
Will you like me to you know, matchmake you with someone? I have a very beautiful lady who is so amazing, you know.
Can I ever say no with this kind of voice?
Oh my God. Okay. So you know what? I'm going to have your number.
I'm going to
have your number. All right. Tell me, can I have your number?
All right.
Okay, did I call you?
Are you serious?
Yes,
okay, yes, go
call
ahead.
Call your number.
This is a serious matter.
08146.
Okay. 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 All right. If I
give you hand now, better behave or behave. Which resort? Is it? Which resort are you talking about, please? Which
I won't be like you now. You know the sequence. That's not too sweet. I won't be like you.
No problem. Mention your name again.
Michelle.
You know, it's going to make sense, eh? Like play. From this play now, somebody get married. Anyways.
Don't worry, my brother.
You're covered. Thank you so much for calling. It's 11:21. Don't forget the time. Check it.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Just alive.
You know, we could die. You know, that last caller is a servant of the Lord. So what's up from the anointing?
Look at you.
Better wait for
longer,
that.
Longer drop.
What's up,
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. All of that. Ebuka wants to tap into the anointing.
You see, she moves by the spirit. It's not it's not a physical thing.
Mm.
But mind you, you can join Ada Blessing on the chat station where you would have enough time to matchmake, enough time to hear those who, you know, who are in single affairs and relationship affairs. You hear a lot of that right there on the chat station overnight show. But let's get to listen to the next caller. I can't wait.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Colin.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Wait, your line is not the line is not very clear, and I'm worried, and I really want to hear what you're saying. Please, could you?
Okay. Over 5 months now, you are not taking my call. What happened?
5 months. Ah. Don't vex, so. Finally, you're here. You should be celebrating now.
More
binu. In this life, that's my line you are calling before. That's really nice. In fact, you get to see by that. But now, when you are calling only one line, very difficult. What happened?
Sorry, no vex.
Oh, sorry about that.
No vex. Thank you so much for at least.
So, what about for me, what happened? Let me just my body down so that
I might pour water. I go first. No, my first play jump for you. Maybe just shake body small before I pour water. So we're gonna pour water now. Very we'll pour the water now.
Yeah, I'm okay, like
okay, great. Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, sorry, I want to play head-to-head.
You want to play head-to-head, but it's not time yet now. Okay, maybe we should
call us back 11:30.
Ah, but this man will the colors of 5 months. Should we pardon him?
All right.
Pardon me, pardon me.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to ask you. You know. Anyways, let's play the game. Head-to-head is very simple. Hang on, let me give the listener how it works, because we'll get into that right after this and the break. Head-to-head, we'll have a conversation for 1 minute. I'll ask you questions. You respond to my questions without saying yes, without saying no, without saying or without repeating yourself. There's a lot of noise. I cannot hear you. So,
I know the rules.
All right, great. It's better now. Your time starts right now. Let's play head-to-head. Now, who are you? I say, who are you? Your time has started. You're wasting time. Please, this is where the fight will start from. Did you say or not?
I didn't hear it before.
You are very much on point for accepting it. Thank you so much for calling. Is that easy? You have to pay attention to no M's, no no O, or anything of that nature.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be fun. I don't know what game she's got, but we need to go on a break now. When we come back, we'll get to find out what games are there. Still, we're asking you.
How did you meet your bae? How did you meet your loved one? Mm-hmm. We've heard beautiful stories, but want to hear more.
We'll be back with more.